Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and we're joined by Rick Lubbers of the Duluth News Tribune. Hello, Rick.
Hi, Robin.
And our own Danielle Kading of WPR News. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Robin.
So, Danny, the Superior School Board has made a decision on the district's gender identity curriculum, which was the subject of a contentious public meeting.
That's right, Robin. The Superior School Board has upheld a decision by District Administrator Amy Starzecki to dismiss a complaint filed by parents about teaching gender identity to elementary school kids. On August 3rd, a group of 30 parents filed an appeal with the Superior School District about gender identity being taught to fifth graders. And they argue that a lesson plan within the district's human growth and development curriculum isn't age appropriate and that it fails to meet the district's own standards for teaching controversial issues. The parents wanted the school board to suspend and review that part of the curriculum. And they also wanted the district to allow parents to opt into it. But right now, under state law, parents must opt out of such instruction by filing a written request that their child be exempted from the curriculum. And so supporters of this lesson plan say it creates a safer, more inclusive environment for kids, but opponents have argued it relies on an unproven theory that places some educators in a position where their employment may be threatened if they refuse to abandon their own beliefs. And conservative education groups have said it's the parents' right to decide what they teach their kids about gender identity. Parents who filed the complaint and school administrators both made their case to the board before members came to a decision. And a bill introduced in September last year by Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin would have required schools to inform parents and guardians when a program like this related to gender or gender expression or gender identity is set to be provided, but that bill failed to pass in the last session.
All right. Well, it's almost time for the fall migration for the bird watchers among us, though some of our birds stay with us all year. The marsh birds on Wisconsin Point may be getting a new habitat.
That's right. It's part of a larger plan across the Great Lakes to restore nearly 300,000 acres of coastal wetlands for marsh birds. The plan is to restore around 150 acres at Wisconsin Point in Eloise Bay to start, with the first phase of work beginning next year. And if you might recall, Robin, nearly 3 billion birds have been lost in the last 50 years across North America. And so conservationists are working to bring back habitat for marsh birds to ward off their decline. And species like the black tern used to nest at Wisconsin Point every year, but now the bird hasn't bred there in about a couple of decades. And the Great Lakes arm of the National Audubon Society has listed Eloise Bay as one of a dozen sites critical for restoring wetlands to bring back marsh birds. And as they move to restore these wetlands, they recognize that climate change also threatens that work in places like Eloise Bay, where they expect to see more extreme storms that bring intense waves and erosion that can degrade wetlands. And so they're working with 15 partners out at that habitat restoration on Wisconsin Point, you know, thinking about plans to possibly use dredge material to create structures like islands or shoals to buffer wetlands from wind and waves to make it more resilient to climate change. And this work would focus on at least 10 species, including bitterns, yellow-headed blackbirds, and black terns.
All right. Well, in a very serious matter, there are new charges against the Superior Police Sergeant in relation to a fatal accident last month.
That's right. A 15-year veteran with the Superior Police Department is now facing a dozen charges after an off-duty crash that killed a father and his infant son. Prosecutors say that 42-year-old Sergeant Greg Swanson of Solon Springs had a blood alcohol content of 0.19 at the time of the crash. He's been charged with 8 felonies now, including 2 counts of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. And each of the felony counts could result in up to 25 years in prison or a fine of up to $100,000. According to an amended criminal complaint filed this week, Swanson crashed into a disabled vehicle occupied by a man, a woman, a 2-year-old, and an infant in mid-July. And 23-year-old Michael Evans was outside pushing the car when it was struck from behind, and he died at the scene. The two-month-old infant died days later after being taken off life support, according to a report from the Hennepin County Medical Examiner. And after the collision, Swanson allegedly left the scene and drove to a nearby gas station and then contacted police dispatch. And the Douglas County Sheriff's deputy who arrived at the gas station reported Swanson had glossy and bloodshot eyes with strong odor of alcohol. And a witness says they saw him throw alcoholic drinks into a garbage can. And now his arraignment is set for September 19th.
All right. Rick, on the Minnesota side, in another serious case that's already been heard criminally, a civil suit has been filed by the family of a Proctor football player who was sexually assaulted by a teammate.
Yes, nearly a year after it was first reported, the family of the victim in a hazing incident following a 2021 Proctor football practice is suing the school district, the former superintendent, and coaching staff. The lawsuit filed in federal district court last week makes several allegations regarding a September 6, 2021 incident following practice that resulted in the cancellation of the football season, a sexual assault conviction for a Proctor player, and the resignation of Coach Derek Perendo. The 18-year-old player was sentenced in June to supervised probation until his 21st birthday after pleading guilty in juvenile court to a felony count of third-degree criminal sexual conduct. Following the practice last fall, the victim was sexually assaulted with a plunger while several other teammates held him down. The suit alleges that prior to and during Perendo's time as coach, there was a prevalent practice of hazing rituals involving a toilet plunger. The practice was brought to the attention of the district on multiple occasions, according to the suit. And in addition, the district allegedly instructed Perendo prior to last year's incident to remove the plunger from the locker room and advise the team that hazing would not be tolerated. The suit alleges the district and Perendo did not take adequate measures to remove the plunger from the locker room and ensure that hazing activities ceased. The complaint also alleges that all the defendants condoned student-on-student sexual and physical harassment by downplaying the incidents and failing to educate staff and student-athletes about the dangers of hazing. The family is seeking at least $75,000 in damages.
Well, a Duluth firefighter convicted of assault on a bike trail some time ago was sentenced this week.
Yes, after 2 years of fighting a felony assault charge, Conrad's son, the fourth, was contrite when he appeared for sentencing Monday. But a last-minute apology did not earn any leniency for the city's former firefighter of the year, who was likely to lose his job after attacking a 65-year-old woman along a western Duluth trail in 2020. Victim Mary Modick told the court, "I went through 2 years of hell because of this guy, and it continues to go on." Judge Teresa Neal placed son, who is 51 and from Proctor, on 3 years of supervised probation, a guideline sentence for a first-time offender convicted of felony third-degree assault. Moda confronted Sund about his off-leash dogs on the Duluth Traverse Trail system on July 10, 2020. After a verbal altercation, Moda said Sund ended up striking her with his mountain bike, knocking her to the ground, before grinding her face into the gravel and tossing her phone into the woods as he left the scene. Sund claimed at trial that he acted in self-defense, that he was afraid that Moda was going to be using a canister of pepper spray around her neck against him and his dog. Neal, serving as a sole fact finder after Sund waived his right to a jury, referred to his defense as patently absurd. Now, decisions on Sund's ongoing employment could be made in the coming weeks or months. He served a 30-day unpaid suspension in the immediate aftermath of the incident, but remains an active firefighter for Duluth.
All right. Well, in quite milder encounters on the trails, or an attempt to keep them that way, am I correct the city may be imposing a speed limit on the lake walk?
Yes, they are. Riders of conventional bicycles, motorized electric bikes, and scooters will all be asked to pump the brakes a little bit when traveling the popular and often crowded section of the city's lake walk between the Rose Garden and Canal Park. The Duluth City Council voted Monday night to cap speeds on the lake walk segment at a maximum of 10 miles an hour. Not all council members were keen on adopting the speed limit, however. Third District Councilor Roz Randorf attempted to table action on the amended Lake Walk ordinance. She noted that the Lake Walk serves not only as a recreational amenity, but a transportation route for people commuting to work without contributing to carbon emissions. Randorf's motion to table the ordinance failed by a 7-2 margin.
Okay, we've been speaking with Rick Lubbers, the executive editor of the Duluth News Tribune. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Robin.
And Danielle Kading, Superior-based reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Robin.
You can stay updated on these stories and all the regional news and, I guess, updates on whatever the speed limit might be on the Lake Walk at DuluthNewsTribune.com and WPR.org. And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. We leave you with more of the music of Gabe Mayfield. I'm Robin Washington. Stay safe, everyone.
The power of love makes me want to believe. There's so much to give, will it make me weep? No one is perfect, but it seems that way. Capture the essence, so the soul will stay. Shackled in chains, but my mind is free. Where was the love that was meant for me? Break down the walls.